I'm only talking to the people in this room who own books. So, Brooke, I guess?
Alexis and I are out.
Brooke, better check your shelves, because you could be rich.
What?
A rare first edition copy of the first Harry Potter book just sold at auction for $38,000.
Well, bad news. I rent those from the library.
Oh, that is so cheap.
Is a place where you go to get books, my friend.
It's like a $10 book.
It's not. It's not.
I don't know.
Did you just see what he said?
Yeah. The first one is the
Chamber of Secrets?
No. Sorcerer's Growing Wand.
No.
That's the first one I read.
Sorcerer's Stone. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Well, the Sorcerer's Growing Wand is also a
book. Wreck this.
Here's the interesting part of the story, though. We don't know who the buyer was, but the seller was Harry Potter.
No, it wasn't. Wait. That's impossible.
Not the character or the actor Daniel Radcliffe who played him.
Oh, yeah.
An actual 33-year-old British man named Harry Potter.
Shut up.
No that way. Sold
for so did only... he change his name? Or I mean, I guess it's kind of a common, like, Harry's
it
a common name.
Yeah.
So only 500 copies of that first edition book were ever printed, but Harry got it as a gift from his dad in 1997, the year it came out, when Harry was just 9 years old, and his dad saw that the main character shared his son's name.
That is so cute.
Because you totally would buy it.
Absolutely.
Like, you wouldn't know anything about it. You're like, oh, that's kind of funny. Let's get that for him.
Find a book that was like Brooke Fox and the Bees. Yeah. I'd buy it for you.
Right. Yeah,
I'd
just in case there was like a lawsuit possibly in the future. You want to have the evidence.
I want to own the rights.
And Harry said he's selling it to help pay for a trip to Kenya where he's going to scatter his father's ashes who passed away in 2017.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
Now why Kenya, though?
That is beautiful. I don't know. Maybe his dad had a connection
there.
Is
that a part in the book?
No, that's where Hogwarts is.
I think that's where Harry loses his virginity and the Sorcerer's Growing Wand. Anyway.
I think you're reading a different book series than we are.
Yeah.
Well, this one's better.
I agree, actually.
I wonder how much money the shock collar would get in an auction, though.
No, this thing is old, man.
But it's been on the necks of celebrities.
We're not celebrities, Jeff.
Yeah, we're not.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine. You just pull a name out of the bucket. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, you're going to be shocked while singing a song. Alexis, you're drawing a name out.
Alexis, drop that decorative gourd.
Oh.
What? Oh!
Just like the terrifying red-headed murder doll Chucky continues to haunt my dreams, I will be haunting all of you by continuing to put you at risk for being electrocuted by the shock collar.
Oh, that's scary.
Why is the weather changing?
It's cold front came in.
Today will be another multiple choice nightmare for each one of you.
Oh, great.
And today's topic is Halloween TV trivia. Remember, if you get your question right, you're safe from the demons. But if you're wrong, I'll be turning you into my own personal Frankenstein's monster, as you'll be shocked while singing a spooky song. And remember, you may not receive any help from your co-hosts. You are on your own.
That's the hard part.
It is.
Good luck. You'll need it. The first up is Alexis.
Okay.
In It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown from 1966.
She already is going to lose this.
Which Peanuts character writes a letter to the Great Pumpkin? Charlie Brown, Linus, or Sally?
I think I've seen this maybe once or so. I don't even know who Linus is. Sally, is that the girl with the football that gets kicked or something? Is that fall?
The football famously does not get kicked.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to go with Charlie Brown. He's the main guy.
You said Charlie Brown, and the Peanuts character that writes a letter to the Great Pumpkin was Sally.
You
will be getting shocked this morning.
All right. Man. Alexis is going to be getting shocked.
Okay, Brooke. Bring it.
Brooke, the Simpsons have a series of Halloween-themed episodes called The Treehouse of Horror.
I love it. I love The Simpsons.
I love it because as a promotion, they send us a bucket of candy every year.
In every episode, a pair of aliens are featured.
Uh-huh.
What are their names?
Oh,
Wanda
man.
And Cosmo, Kang and Kodos, Zim and Zod, or Fleeg and Florp?
Oh, no, I know it, Brooke. I just want you to know I know it 100,000%.
Okay, my initial instinct, just because I can picture them and everything, I think is Wanda and Cosmo. Wanda and Cosmo feels right to me, but I'm trying to watch Jose's face as I say him out loud because he's so bad.
I'm freaking out.
Shoot, Jose, I wish you had this
Stop
question.
Stop staring at him. No cheating, bro.
I'm going to go with my initial gut because I think it's the only thing I can trust right now. I'm going to go with Wanda and the other dude.
And no, Cosmo. Bro. Oh. You said Wanda Fairly and Cosmo. Those are famously the Fairly Odd Parents. The aliens from The Simpsons are Kang and Kodos. You will also be getting shocked today.
Oh, no.
Plague and Florgan were also from Fairly Odd
Is Jose going to join in on this?
Give me a Simpsons question,
we're
bro.
We're two for two so far. Jose, finish the title of this 1979 Halloween TV special.
Oh boy.
Raggedy Ann and Andy in the pumpkin who couldn't sleep, smile, glow, or love.
Aww, this sounds cute.
I hope it wasn't love.
Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Raggedy Ann and Andy dolls.
It was
dolls.
A TV show.
No helping.
TV show special. I would think like they want to teach kids probably to be happy and to love. So it's either love or smile. Like the pumpkin couldn't smile and they tried to make it smile. I think I'm going to go with Smile, the pumpkin that couldn't smile. Mm.
The correct title of the 1979 Halloween TV special was Raggedy Ann and Andy in the Pumpkin Who Couldn't Smile.
Jose has such a good track record on these multiple choice questions.
This is his, like,
they're all guesses, too.
Game.
He always gets it right.
Super guess, I promise.
It was educated, though. Educated guess.
Let's hope you can follow in his footsteps, Jeff. Here's your question. In the animated Halloween special, Toy Story of Terror, which character is the first to go missing? Is it Mr. Potato Head, Buzz, Jesse, or Woody?
I've seen all the Toy Story movies, but not the
Is this a
the
short
story
someone new on Disney Plus?
I want to know how
her.
All right, I'm going to put on my put on my detective hat for this one. Which character is the most prone to being kidnapped? I mean, Woody, I mean, he's flighty. He's a little bit unaware. But he is a sheriff. He's packing heat. So not the easiest toy to capture. I'm guessing it's not him.
Gunslinging.
Buzz is a space ranger.
Yes.
He's very high tech. He is the most valuable toy. So if someone was going to kidnap him.
He has bells and whistles. Oh,
yeah.
I can't.
There's also, he said Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Another cowgirl.
Yeah. The male toys would be all about getting up on Jesse and holding her for ransom.
What?
I could say she's a definite candidate.
What kind of toy story
I don't know.
She's tough, though.
She is.
And then Mr. Potato Head. He's the most capturable.
Absolutely.
The pros and cons
Just
of capturing
get to the answer.
Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, my God.
We know all the characters.
You're right. We have to recap.
I'm going to say, I think they capture Buzz.
Said that Buzz Lightyear was the one to go missing in the animated Halloween special Toy Story of Terror. And the one who went missing was Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah. The obvious answer.
Yeah.
After all, we're all getting shot.
Not that scary.
I'm not. Yay.
All right. So it's going to be me, Brooke, and Alexis getting shocked, and somebody wanted to hear Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
No dancing, Brooke.
Because this is Thriller. Thriller night. And no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike.
Nice, guys.
Oh, man.
That was great. That was thrilling.
God, I couldn't hear the dance music because my finger was on there.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap is coming up in just a few minutes.